Are you going bonkers?
Hello, you're listening to Boner So 92. Today is May 7th, 2021. I'm your host, Richard, and I'm in a rush to finish this show because my producer, Ronk, ordered me to finish it by 1 o'clock. He didn't specify which time zone, but I assume he meant APCS local time, so here we go.
Hello?
Hello, Teresita?
Who?
I'm looking for Teresita.
Oh, well, who's calling?
Oh, it's Winston with the Property Owners Association.
Okay. Why are you calling me?
Wow, geez. Way to be rude.
I'm just asking because you're mentioning my name. I don't even know you.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not being rude.
Yeah, no,
your name first.
Before
you start telling me I'm rude. Just saying Teresita.
Okay, shut up and I'll tell you. Shut up and I'll tell you then. Jeez. I haven't even got a chance to tell
shut
you why I'm...
Shut up yourself and don't ever call me. I will report you. Don't ever tell me to shut up, okay? And don't call me.
Hello?
Hello, Danny?
Yes.
Hey, Danny, it's Winston with the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
Hey, I just needed to give you a heads up. We're going to be having a crew come out to your house tomorrow, and they're going to be installing a rain collector up on your roof.
Which address are we talking about?
1541.
The rain collector for what's this? What I'm not aware of.
Oh, we partnered with this organization that's trying to refill Lake Mead. And so they have these rain collector contraptions. And, well, long story short, we agreed to let them come in, and they're going to be setting them up on a few of the rooftops here in the neighborhood.
Uh-huh. And if I don't want it on my roof?
Well, you have no say in it. I'm just supposed to let you know they're going to be there tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
Wait a minute. I own this house, and I have no say-so? HOA just going to tell me what they're going to do?
Yeah, of course. You know, when it comes to the HOA, we just kind of make up our own rules around here, you know? I mean,
I don't want no one in my house. I'm not going to be here tomorrow, and I don't want no one over here.
Oh, well, they're going to be there at 9 o'clock.
Did you understand what I said?
And you just need to...
I'm not going to be here, and I don't want anybody around my house when I'm not here.
Oh, that's fine. You don't have to be there. They're not coming inside. They're just getting up on the roof.
And like I said, I don't want anybody around my house. If I'm not here to see what's going on.
But it's not up to you, though. Like, this is an HOA matter. I'm just letting you know they're going to be there.
That's all bullshit.
Oh, you're bullshit. Look, you know, you got to read your handbook, and you'll see that we can do things like this. Like, we don't need to be going around asking permission from the lowly residents.
what the hell ever. Yes.
Oh, hey, Danny, you hung up before I could fill you in on the rest of the details. There was just one more thing that they're going to be doing.
What's that?
They're going to be lining your rooftop with the copper mesh. It's just, for security reasons.
A copper mesh over my roof?
Yeah, well, no, it's going to go beneath the tiles or beneath the, shingles or whatever you have up there. They're going to rip those up, put the copper mesh down. And then they'll put the tiles.
Nobody's doing any demo work or doing anything to my house.
Yeah, they are. They're doing it tomorrow after they install the rain collector. Because we detected some unauthorized signals coming and going. And so really, it's just for your security. We're just going to be putting that copper mesh over the roof.
You know what?
Who was that?
Don't want no one on my house tomorrow when I'm not here.
Yeah, who was that in the background? Who was running their mouth in the background there?
That's my son running his mouth in the background.
Oh, tell him to shut up. He's not part of this.
Hey. You're not very professional if you're from the HOA.
Oh, I don't have to be. I don't have to be professional. This is a volunteer thing that I do. They don't pay me.
Well, then go fuck yourself.
Hey, go fuck yourself, boy.
Boy, you know what? Nobody's coming on my property tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have my boys out here to make sure nobody's out here.
Oh, tell your boy to stay out of the way.
Well, you know what? Right now, you are not coming on my property if I am not here.
I never said I was. I never said I was, stupid.
I want it rescheduled when I am here.
Oh, no, we can't. We already signed the contract. They're coming tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
No, they're not going to come on my property.
And make sure your idiot son is out of the way.
Well, you know what? You just called him an idiot. He didn't call you any names. So,
well, he said,
you know,
go
what?
Fuck yourself, though. That was pretty rude.
Well, you know what?
You know what you got to do? You got to give him a spanking.
I'm telling you right now, just nobody's coming on my property while
bend
I'm
him
not
over,
here.
Just put him over your knee, pull his pants down, and spank his ass.
Hello?
Hello, Richard?
Yes.
Oh, hey, Richard. It's Winstina from down the street.
Oh, yes? Yeah.
Hey, I was just wondering, were you having any kind of electrical issues at your house?
No, actually not. We're actually just, you know, cooking dinner, so everything looks like it's working, yeah.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah, because here's the thing. I was out there this morning. I had my hair curler plugged into your socket there.
Right.
And for some reason, I just couldn't get it to turn on.
Now, who's this again?
It's Winstina.
Yeah, who?
It's Winstina from down the street. Is this Richard?
Yeah, Richard. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just out there poking around. Just, you know, I was plugging into your outlet there on the outside. But yeah, I couldn't get my hair curler to work. I don't know if there was, like, maybe the plug is faulty.
I'll be honest with you, I'm not following you.
What do you mean?
And I'm not sure how I can help you.
Oh, well, I was just wondering, because, like, I plugged into that outlet that you have on the outside there, and it just, like,
my house?
Yeah, and for some reason, it just wasn't working. I was trying to curl my hair.
Why would you plug into my outlet? I don't understand.
Oh, because my electricity's off. Yeah, I thought everyone knew. Why are you laughing?
I haven't had any problem. Our air conditioning's working and all that.
Oh, that's very nice. Rub it in my face that you have power and I don't.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay.
Still laughing.
My next door neighbor right across the street and...
why are we talking about the neighbors? I'm just calling about your outlet.
Do you know my wife, Jane?
Not personally.
Yeah, but I'm not, I don't quite understand.
I don't think we've ever spoken personally. She's kind of catty.
This is not making any sense to me.
What doesn't make sense about it? I was using your electricity, or I was trying to, but the plug, the plug doesn't work anymore. So I was just wondering if maybe you had an issue.
I not that I know of.
Look, is Jane there? Maybe I could explain it to the woman. This is maybe just a little too technical for you.
I don't understand this. Yeah, I'm sorry.
You're just a dumb man.
Right in the middle of cooking something, but okay, hold on.
Put the brains on the phone.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Jane?
Yes.
It's Winstina from down the street.
Uh-huh.
I was trying to explain something to that idiot husband of yours, but man, he is just thick-headed.
What's the problem?
Well, I was plugging into your outlet this morning, and for some reason it wasn't working.
What about it? You were plugged into it? Why?
Because my electricity's out. It's been out
for... Did you call the electric company?
Well, no, they turned me off. They won't turn it back on. I didn't pay, I didn't pay the bill.
No, I don't know what you're talking about, and I don't know...
Oh, wow. Is there anyone in the house that knows what electricity is?
Well, I do. I beg your pardon. And what's your last name?
Beauregard.
Well, if they've turned your electricity off, then you have to remedy that. I can't help you.
Okay, listen. We're all not made of money, Jane. You're just being an elitist.
I beg your pardon.
You're acting like an elitist.
I didn't call you.
With your functioning electricity. Like, ooh, la-ti-da, my power's on.
Hello.
Hello, Robert.
Yeah.
Hey, Robert, it's Winston with the Property Owners Association.
What Property Owners Association?
Oh, here in
Oh, okay. We're down and we're not even in right now. What can I do for you?
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, you don't even have to be there. Actually, I was just calling to let you know that there's going to be a crew coming out to your house tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be putting they're going to be installing a rain collector on your roof. It's only going to take them a couple hours.
Who is this?
It's Winston.
Okay. Well, you got the wrong guy then, because there's no rain collector being put on my house.
This is Robert, right? Over there at 1561?
Yeah, no, we haven't ordered anything. I don't know if you're with the Homeowners Association. What do they got to do with that?
Yeah, no, it wasn't something that you ordered. We actually partnered with a local organization. They're trying to do this thing where they're collecting rain to refill Lake Mead. And so we agreed to let them come in, and they're going to be installing these rain collectors on a few of the rooftops around here.
Yeah, well, nobody even spoke to me about that. So, no, there's no one's got the authorization to do that.
Well, yeah, that's why I'm calling you right now. That's why we're speaking.
Okay.
Just giving you a heads up. And, yeah, you don't even have to be there. Like, they don't need to come inside.
I'm not there, and I don't want anybody putting that on my house either.
Oh, well, yeah.
Find someplace else to put it. You can't just show up at somebody's house and put something on there without them knowing about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We already made the contract and everything. It's kind of a done deal. I'm just...
Not with me, you didn't.
Well, we don't technically need your permission. This is, you know, falls under the
bullshit.
HOA.
You do, too.
Oh, you're bullshit. Why are you acting like that?
Why? I don't understand what you cannot come on my property and install something on my house just because it's the HOA.
Well, I'm not doing it, idiot. I don't have the technical expertise to install a rain collector.
Winston, what is your last name?
Beauregard.
Winston Overgard?
Yeah, what is that echo, by the way? I got a real bad echo. You have a piece of shit phone or something. But anyways, yeah, they'll be there tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Like, it's not even really going to take up much space. Like, I don't want to understand why you're spazzing out.
Put it on your house then, buddy.
Don't tell me what to do, motherfucker. Hello, Robert?
Hello?
Oh, hey, Jim?
Hey.
Hey, Jim, it's Winston with the HOA.
Uh-huh.
I just need to let you know there's going to be a work crew coming out to your house tomorrow. They're just going to be doing a little bit of work up on your roof.
Okay. On my roof?
Yeah, we're having them install a copper mesh in your rooftop. I mean, like, underneath the tiles.
And why are they doing that?
Well, we picked up on some signals just coming and going. They were, you know, from your house. And, you know, we can't have that going on. I mean, we're not blaming you or anything. We assume you weren't involved.
Signals?
Yeah, just unauthorized
signals.
Unauthorized signals in the neighborhood. They were just emanating from your house. So we're going to be putting this copper mesh.
Whoa. What does that mean, unauthorized signals?
Oh, you know.
I haven't even been to the house lately.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah, like I said, we're not blaming you or anything. We assume it wasn't you that was initiating the signals, but. Yeah, we just can't have that going on, so we're going to be blocking them.
Let me ask, what kind of signals are you talking about?
Oh, you know, just signals on, you know, unauthorized frequencies.
What does that mean?
Oh, come on.
What possibly could it come from?
Oh, I don't know. Well, I don't know, Jim.
We don't have anything in our house. What does that mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a techie or anything. I'm just supposed to let you know they're going to be ripping up your roof to install this copper mesh.
Oh, hell no, they're not. You're going to get sued if you touch my roof.
Oh, I won't be doing it.
I have nothing in my house putting out any signals.
Oh, yeah, you definitely do. Yeah, we have the scanners, and they were picking up on all the signals.
What? Signals?
Yeah.
I've had friends that were staying at our house,
and they
may have had cell phones or something like that.
Very interesting.
Now,
you should be careful. You know, like, I'm not.
The only thing I have in my house is Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Well, anyways, look, I'm not asking questions. I'm not supposed to do that. You should be.
Nobody. Look, you better tell them not to touch my house if they don't want to get a lawsuit.
Oh, no. I'm
not authorized anybody to do anything to my roof.
I don't
want my roof messed with.
Oh, they're going to put it back the way they found it. They just have to put the copper mesh down first. But yeah, they.
Copper mesh.
But yeah, they have to do this.
That might destroy the integrity of my shingles.
Oh, no, no.
If somebody pulls my shingles up and puts copper mesh.
Oh, you're being a worrywart. They're going to put it back the way it was. They just have to.
A worrywart.
Yeah.
If someone said they were going to come to your house and you're not even there, and they're going to take up your roof and
yeah,
put some copper mesh without even an explanation of what the heck. None of this makes any sense to me.
I gave you the explanation.
I've never heard of any kind of unauthorized signals.
Yeah, you
that
can't
sounds
be,
like the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, you can't be making those transmissions, you know? Just, I mean, I don't want to blame you or anything,
Yeah, I'm not making any transmissions, sir.
Look.
There's nothing. What would possibly make, you need to tell me what would possibly make such transmissions.
I don't know, Jim. Look, just.
No, you need to find out before somebody touches my roof.
Oh, I don't need to do.
Somebody's going to get sued.
Oh, I don't need to do shit. They're going to be there tomorrow. And look, it's not even that big of a deal. Like, they're going to make it look all pretty and everything if that's what you're worried about.
You should watch how you talk to me.
Why?
Okay? You need... I'm the guy that you're calling up and saying somebody's going to do something to my house.
Yeah, and you're spazzing out for no reason.
You don't be using language like that with me.
Okay, I apologize.
You understand?
I apologize. I didn't mean to trigger you. I'm trying to explain this and you're getting all up in arms about it.
No, you're not doing a good job because you don't know any of the details.
Well,
I'm asking you to go find out.
No, I'm
what
well,
sort
I'm not
of
your...
signals. I have questions. You better have whoever has these technical details needs to call me.
Well, I'm not your goddamn secretary. I'm just letting you know they're going to be there. That's all.
And watch your mouth, sir.
Oh, I don't have to watch my mouth. I am a grown man.
You don't have to.
I'm a grown man. And you need to quit being afraid of language.
What gives you guys the right to come work on my house about a problem which is not even confirmed? Hasn't been confirmed.
Oh, it's
to
confirmed.
Me.
Yeah, they were out there yesterday doing the tests and everything, and they picked up
what
on those.
What kind of tests?
The
you don't even know?
Well, yeah, they were out there with their tricorders, and they picked up these frequencies.
Tricorders? Is this Star Trek?
No,
I don't understand,
Jim.
What is a tricorder?
Listen, Jim, I'm just letting you know about this.
No, you have whoever showed up with their tricorder call me.
I'm just the messenger.
I don't understand. No, you need to have them call me.
Damn it, Jim! I'm a messenger, not a doctor.
If you are going to be the messenger, then you need to step up and send a message back. Instead of it being a one-way message, make it a two-way message.
Oh, no, it's one-way.
I'm sending the message back, and I want you to send it to them to tell one of them to call me.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to do that. I'm just letting you know they're going to be there.
You're not going to do that. Okay, what is your name?
Winston.
Winston. What's your last name?
And listen, basically the way you're reacting, you're pretty much...
You're not going to give me your last name.
Beauregard.
You're just going to tell me you're Winston.
Yeah, my last name is
Winston Oligard?
Yeah. And the way you're reacting, you're basically incriminating yourself. Like, at this point, I'm convinced that you're
I'm incriminating myself. You haven't even explained.
Like, you're definitely...
You called me up and said someone was going to show up and do something to my house and take my shingles up
and
put down
the way
some
you're,
copper.
The way you're reacting...
I don't even understand what the problem is.
Listen, just the way you're reacting...
There's some kind of signals coming out of the house. You're talking about my reaction? How would you be reacting if someone called you and told you they were going to do that?
Well, listen, the way you're reacting.
Answer that question. Answer that question.
I would be fine with it.
How would you react if someone called you up and said they were going to do it at your house tomorrow?
Well, nobody would call me because I'm not sending.
You were like 150 miles away.
I'm not. No one would call me because I'm not sending unauthorized signals.
No. I said, theoretically, what if they called you? You were 150 miles away and they said they were going to take up some of your shingles on your roof and put down copper because you had unauthorized signals of what type, I don't know. And how would you react to that?
Oh,
I'm just asking you that question.
Oh,
that's
I'd tell him to go suck a dick. Nobody's touching my roof.
Okay, that's what, really? Okay, so you should understand my reaction.
But I'm a real man.
Hey, dude, I'm going to call a lawyer right now. You cannot talk like that.
Thanks again, Ronk, for rushing this bonersode and getting me sued. Thanks, everyone, for supporting the show. It's really generous and awesome of you, and I appreciate the hell out of it. Bye, everyone.
Oh, Lord, this is getting outrageous.